The justices of the Supreme Court are a serious and somewhat stiff group, not the most likely candidates to have their image recreated on a bobblehead doll, those head-wagging dashboard figurines. But the idea of a black-robed bobblehead was too delicious to pass up for the editors of The Green Bag, a law review that tries to get the legal profession to loosen up a little bit. Last spring, The Green Bag gave 1,000 numbered limited edition bobblehead renderings of Chief Justice William H. Rehnquist to their subscribers. This month, they unveiled their latest doll, a head-bobbing Justice John Paul Stevens. Montgomery Cosma is an antitrust attorney and an editor of The Green Bag. He says he and his colleagues have been looking for a way into the Supreme Court kitsch business for years.
We've talked about doing sports-like memorabilia of famous lawyers or judges for a long time, and the pieces all came together for our first one to be a bobblehead.
And how did you find a company that would produce these?
Well, what we did is we went out and we basically bought a bobblehead from just about every company that was out there. And we found this company, Alexander Global Promotions, which produced the Cadillac of bobbleheads.
The latest production is Justice John Paul Stevens. The first you produced was Chief Justice Rehnquist. Could you describe the two of them for us?
The justices or the bobbleheads? Haven't actually met either of the justices, and that may be the safer thing. Each of them are about 8 inches tall. They have a large head, and each of them has been designed to reflect a number of things that we found interesting or fun about the justices and their careers. Justice Rehnquist, for example, he's holding in his hands a volume.
You're being way, way too serious.
We're joined now by Chief Justice Rehnquist, making a rare appearance in Studio 3A at NPR. And we're also joined by our legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg, who has Chief Justice Rehnquist in tow, as you can hear his head bobbling.
Ooh,
there.
Don't break his head.
No, I would never think of breaking the Chief Justice's head.
But you might wring his neck.
Only when he makes it difficult to broadcast arguments.
Nina, you spend more time in this chamber and with these men and women than most Americans do. Did they capture them?
Well, yes. I mean, there's part of the Rehnquist bobblehead that definitely looks like the younger Chief Justice, who I regret to say I knew when he wasn't on the court, and he did look like this. Although, honest to God, I think you've made him handsomer. I do think you've made him handsomer.
Well, any errors that we have included, that is definitely the direction we were going
for.
Yeah,
better to move in that direction than the other. And he has brown hair.
He has more hair, too, than he has now. He has grayer hair and less of it.
Yeah. Nina, do you feel in some ways that you keep yours in your office? Mm-hmm. Does it feel like he's always watching you?
I feel like that in court. You know, the Chief Justice once sent me a note asking me if I was enjoying my gum. So I put him up there on the shelf, and he watches me, and guess what? I watch him.
Nina Montgomery, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg and Montgomery Cosma, attorney, editor of the legal journal Green Bag, and one of the creators of the Supreme Court bobblehead dolls. You can see the dolls at our website, npr.org.